live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guest for this hour. It's Geraldine Hindley from the play Hansard, coming to Corpus Playroom early next month, beginning first week of July. And I'm very pleased to see you. Hello to you.
Hi.
Now, Geraldine, tell us all about the play Hansard and what it's all about and how you've got involved.
Right. Well, I'll start with how I got involved, if that's okay with you. I first watched it done by the National Theatre with Leslie Duncan and Alex Jennings about 4 years ago. And I just came away thinking, wow, what a play. Because it's, in my opinion, it's exactly what drama should be. It's sort of addressing really serious issues, but it's just hilarious all the way through. So you never feel like you're being preached to or anything like that, but all sorts of things like politics and family and love, and there's quite a lot about Section 28 and the promotion of homosexuality in schools. So Diana, my character, feels very passionately about that. So we as a couple argue a lot about personal and political things throughout the whole play, but we're, I think, outrageously funny. Or the script is outrageously funny. I'm not saying I am. The script is outrageously funny.
So it's just two of you in the play?
Just two of us,
so
yes.
That's quite a challenge. Have you done something like that before?
I have a very long time ago, but it was a much lighter play. And the two of us played different characters. But this is the first time we've done a whole play where we're just the same characters and we carry the story all the way through. The other thing that's slightly unusual is that it all happens in real time. Oh. So quite often, you know, you'll see a play and then there's an interval and the play restarts a day later.
Oh, right,
but
yes.
This just runs in real time. So when he walks on the stage, that's, I think it's about 10 o'clock, and when the play ends, the guests are about to arrive at 11-ish. So that's quite interesting.
That is very interesting. Yeah. And so no interval as well?
No interval. It's about an hour and a half long.
No, that's good to know as well. And I see it's set in summer 1988.
It is, yeah.
So, those that know about that, you know, it's also all set around that, those political times.
It is, yeah. So there's a lot of mention about Margaret Thatcher and the lack of women in her inner sanctum and the miners, and again, the Section 28 and the public attitude towards homosexuality and our personal attitudes towards homosexuality in the family. It's one of those dramas where the real story is gradually unfolded bit by bit.
Right,
throughout
it sounds, it.
It
sounds
so
absolutely
I don't really
brilliant.
Want to
yes,
say
no,
too much
no,
about
no,
the
no,
story.
And that just sounds brilliant already. In the play, it's a couple, so you're saying in real time, talking about the things, but obviously bringing all these things in.
Yes.
Do you think, because 88, that's quite a lot of years to do, I can't do the maths, but it's about 40-ish years, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is incredible because it feels like yesterday.
Yes.
But I'm guessing a lot of the subjects talked about in there, one is interesting to see how potentially they've moved on or how things have changed or maybe not.
Well, I think unfortunately when we've been rehearsing it, we've just quite often been rolling our eyes and saying, well, you know, nothing's changed, has it? Exactly the same as it was before. And again, going back to the Section 28, there's a thing proposed currently about gender identification in primary schools. So it's a bit of an alarming echo, really, of what it was like then.
And clearly made for people to reflect and think about.
Yes,
so it sounds
absolutely
excellent.
Yeah.
Now, it's the Histrionics Theatre Company presenting it. Have you been involved with them a long time?
Sort of and sort of not. So Histrionics is run by a guy called Chris Hudson and Rosina Piovoni, who is my director.
Yes.
And they, along with my husband, did some productions in the past. And I don't know how to explain it, really. And so, well, I'll tell you how I became involved in this play.
Yeah.
So I became involved in the play because I saw it done by the National Theatre. I decided I loved it so much, I really wanted to do it. And after a couple of years of thinking that, I thought, well, if I really want to do it that much, it's going to have to be me that makes it happen.
Brilliant.
So I chased the licence and I found the venue and I asked Rosina if she'd direct, because I know she's a brilliant director. And I asked Michael if he'd do it with me, because I know he's a brilliant actor. And then Chris Hudson, who is the sort of head of the Histrionics Theatre Company, he said, would we like to do it under Histrionics umbrella? Because they like to do plays that are set in the past and have a historical interest. And of course, I said yes.
Well, that's brilliant. And we've had Chris in here before, because yes, he did the one-man show about Matthew Webb.
Yes, that's right.
So that was excellent. And I went to see that, and that was stunning. So
he's a brilliant actor as well, but unfortunately too young to play this
character. Yes, well, you know, that's a nice thing for some people, you know. That'd be nice. I'd like to be that one day, but obviously it's the opposite for me now. But tell us when it's on.
So it starts on the 2nd of July, and on Tuesday, and it runs to the 6th of July, and it starts at 7 o'clock. That's something I should warn people, because that was something the ADC decided, and it was a surprise to me. So don't come at 7.45 when you'll miss half of it. And tickets are available from the ADC website.
But it is at the Corpus Playrooms.
Thank you for pointing that out.
I know I've nearly been tricked before. Not tricked, but misunderstood. Yes, and like you say, especially, it's good to point out it's an earlier time. But it does sound brilliant.
Corpus Playrooms is a completely different site. That's another thing to tell people.
Yes, exactly.
That it's actually down that little alley. I think it's called, I should know the address.
St. Edward's Passage or something.
Maybe, but it's down the little alley right next door to the new entrance of the Arts Theatre.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah. So it feels like it's difficult to find, but it isn't.
No, it's really
it's very close, then you suddenly appears on you.
Yeah.
It sounds brilliant. And I am realising that within your production, we will have, whoever it is, we will have a change of government.
We will.
Before and
we
after.
Will.
How about that? That's quite stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, did have a word with Rishi and say, could you just put the election in there? That would be really
just
good.
Just to
for
add a little bit of a frisson, yeah. And so people have to remember to vote, before or after the show. That's
they can even fit it in after the show. Yeah,
oh, well, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Geraldine. Looked forward to that very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Cambridge 105